those that keep us crying discuss.
This is why we can't have
nice things. It's why we can't have nice things. The folks that actually should have paid political advertisements against them. This is where the smear campaign needs to happen. And there is some smearing from Smuckers. Uh-oh. That's right, the jam and jelly people. Smuckers is currently suing one of their former employees, a scientist, that they accuse of stealing trade secrets related specifically to their, they say, famous peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and their Uncrustables sandwich. The lawsuit claims that the former Smuckers scientist took confidential information so he could then go start his own food processing business. Smuckers is seeking damages for theft of these intellectual property and valuable secrets on this. No,
PB&J?
Yeah, who they say is proprietary. Actually, the lawyer in lawsuit, I'm not going to read all of it because it's dumb, but it says, quote, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich may seem simple, but achieving the Smuckers standard is no spread and go task.
Really?
Yeah, they're using puns in the lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
Well, that scientist, nonetheless, is in a jam. Hey. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. It's never a good idea to show up to work tipsy, but some jobs may be more dangerous than others.
Heather Lee.
Oh, what? Okay,
well,
that's an allegation. That's a smear campaign right there.
Fake news,
right there.
Take Timothy Howells, for instance. He lost control of his car in London, then wound up crashing into a bush and was popped by the bobbies for dangerous driving.
Mm.
Sadly, he was on his way into work while drunk.
Wow.
And a driving instructor.
Driving instructor.
Right.
Well, if you can pull that off, then you can... Never mind. Dum, 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 dum. Let us go to Essex, England, also over there across the pond, and an Amazon delivery driver, because they have that over there too, recently followed a wonky GPS signal and ended up in the sea that surrounds Essex, England. Yeah, the Coast Guard had to be called out to rescue the driver and, for some reason, a passenger. They were, this is an area that I saw the picture of just, like, the Amazon van out there. You're out there by yourself, and they were stranded overnight. Locals were left baffled by the driver's bizarre route choice, and nobody knows why the GPS, after all these years, still leads people into these directions. I mean, he should have just taken the Strait of Hormuz.
Hormuz!
Thank you.
Dum, 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 dum.
Truly the only reason I did that story is
Hormuz!
Hormuz! Thank you, sir.
Waymo, not the only self-driving option out there. How about your Tesla? And this one was going for a drive in beautiful Colton, California. You see, someone spotted it going down the 10 freeway at 3:30 in the afternoon, but then noticed, hey, the driver is asleep. It may be able to drive itself, but still needs someone actually awake at the wheel, and police were unable to find it.
Well,
it's still just roaming the earth.
Dum, 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 dum.
Like Elon.
Let's go back to England. Guernsey, England. And a shoplifter there recently turned himself in for stealing food because he feels safer in prison than in society. 53-year-old man had been out of prison for just 2 weeks when he got voluntarily busted again. A judge sympathized with him and sent him back to prison for an additional 6 months. This is like Brooks from Shawshank.
Dum, 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 dum.
Brooks was here.
You know, the Big Arch may be getting all the attention right now, but let's not forget about the McCafe. That was the latest victim at Mickey D's in Florida. You see, Daniel Abramowitz got into an argument with an employee before then becoming enraged. Did he handle this the right way and ask to speak to the supervisor? No. He tossed the cold drink at the victim, who happened to be running through the drive-thru. He was later jailed for the attack and was already on probation. So...
sounds like he's the one that needed to cool off. And let's go to the Middle East. No, not war-related, but in the midst of all this past weekend, They had an annual beauty competition in Oman.
Aw.
Yeah. A camel beauty competition. They have these camel pageants over there. And this is actually a long-standing traditional beauty contest. It's all across the Gulf region there in the Middle East. But in this one, nearly 20 camels were disqualified from the annual camel beauty competition in Oman.
No. Why?
After inspectors discovered the animals had received Botox injections.
Oh, for crying out
and other
loud.
Cosmetic enhancements. Yeah. Now, this has actually been a bigger thing in recent history as more and more they're trying to elevate the beauty of the camel. And turns out one of them ended up looking like Jim Carrey.